Something about an aqua velva man. Ice blue splash firmed and toned Dad's face on occasional Sunday mornings. Rare agendaless mornings. Happy face mornings. Sleeping in was until 6:30. Rather than up in the dark, spoon tinkling in a coffee cup alongside a piece of pie. Some misty cold Grizzly Island duck blind or wholesale produce market the destination. Where morning dawned on dark stubble and camouflage gear. Or men with 4 a.m. shadows haggling over boxes of strawberries, mushrooms, and bananas. Sleeping in meant no pre-dawn drive to farmlands where pheasants ran, dogs worked, and unshaven, shotgun-carrying men walked parallel, beating across autumn cornfields. The 60-grit sandpaper, emery cloth shadow, was not an in-vogue, contrived fashion statement, but the face of a working man, a sporting man, up early, appearance sacrificed for overlapping demands, rugged recreation, sandwiches made the night before, thermos full of strong coffee, gear ready by the door. Young, chic, stubbled men haven't an idea. When windy storm blows, the ducks fly. Or at the end of the ditch, pheasants raise, startling, in blurred, whirring bursts. Or that by necessity, you start before dawn and return after dark. Aqua velva reminds of cozy daybreaks, catching Dad right after he shaved, feeling that smooth-cheeked embrace on easy mornings when he'd had the time to shave and splash on that aqua velva. There was just something about him.